Good afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing today? Happy March 21st, 2024, year of our Lord, 2024. Hope you're having a incredible, fantastic day. We got a lot to do today, and I need to not take 45 minutes to do it. So we're going to get busy right out the gate. Let's go. Yor, good afternoon, my friend. Glad you survived another day on those Boeing jets. Yorn, the safety hazards of an airline pilot. These Boeing jets, my friend. Hey, what's up, Jean-Louis? Hey, Goran. Goran's been active in the Discord. I really appreciate that. In fact, let's jump into Goran's post real quick, because I think we all have, he's flown for over 21 years. They're all good. Except for that one time when the doors fell off. All right, Goran has been all up on the Discord, which I really appreciate. One thing Goran noticed today was his list was not populating with everything. So I was like, check your filters. And he said that was the filter. So I've run into that as well, which is why I knew about that. So anytime that you have a filter on, it's possible that it may not have broken. When I mean broken the filter, I mean like turned off the next time you go into it. So if you're ever like looking for new trades, I would definitely make sure all your filters are cleared before jumping in and checking out the list. And then Goran was talking about his experience with GPS Gap. I'm telling you, Goran, this would have been a trade. I without a doubt, I would have put this trade on last week with you had I been here, right? Because that was, you said you put it on what date was it? The 13th, right? I was in Disney World, I think, on that day. Yeah, for sure. Without a doubt whatsoever, I would have put this on. And I know I would have, because the back test on this was good. Look at that. Good gravy. You don't find those very often. You don't find these rockets very often. That was an outlier pick. And Goran was saying he wouldn't have even looked at it if it weren't for outlier. So that was super cool. So let's jump into this real quick, because, oh, hang on. Let me go to the max and then zoom in. Mahesh Mark always wants you to start on the max view. That's why it looks the way it does. And then zoom in. Oh, I love how it goes from weekly candles to daily candles. Oh, so smooth like butter. All right. Green overlay. March 13th. Yeah. Chris was, what day was that? I was at the Magic Kingdom on that day. Hot as hell and busy as freak. Let me tell you. Either way, that would have been a trade I've taken. I'm really proud of you, Goran, for taking it. And Goran had marked up his charts like mine as well, which was cool to see. Now, let's go to GPS real quick. In fact, I probably would still be holding it. Reason being is that on my exit criteria, right, at none of the points was it ever breaking a stop out point. So like the close below the prior day's low, half an ATR from the entry. Dude, this was like a amazing example. I'm so, so glad that you found that. Even if it were a paper trade, this is what Outlier is designed to help you find. Without it, they don't all look like this, of course. But when they do, freak, yeah. Freak, yeah. So I would actually still be holding it, because it has not hit my heat map of G15 to 20, which we will be talking about that in just a little bit. Because if you look on this bar up here, we're currently at G11. So this actually may still have room to go. Now, I wouldn't be trading it now. Like, the move has been freaking amazing. We're talking a 25, basically 25% move in 6 days. Oh my gosh. The power of Outlier. Nathan, good to see you. Randy, good afternoon, Randy. Yeah, I know for sure, right? All right, so that was really cool. And then he was asking, you know, he kind of messed up his order, and that happens, you know, don't stress on that. And he was like, what do I do? Right. What do I do if I messed up my order? And I was like, listen, in this case, and you can go back and you can see my notes on it, right? I'm not making this up. Happy accidents happen. I would go to the 5-minute chart and wait for the 10 to cross under the 20 EMA. it never actually happened. It got really, really close, but it never actually happened where the 10 exponential went under the 20 exponential on the 5-minute chart. And you can see some order blocks being built all over the place here. But, I mean, legitimately, you could have exited right now. And at no point did it actually cross back down. So, Goran, tremendous trade. And, yeah, I mean, whenever you have a happy accident like that, just have a plan, right? Just have a plan to hold it until you get confirmation that the trend is going the other way. And that's why I was saying, you know, a 10 out of the 20, that's a cause for me to say it's a bearish trend, and it never hit that point. So pretty sweet. Okay, so let's go back, start at the top. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in about, this is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. But Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So always here for you every day. Now, I had somebody leave a comment saying, hey, what does this even mean? 10, 20, 50. I don't know what that means. Listen. That when I first had my first meetings with Steve Burns, I had that exact conversation with him. I said, Steve, I don't know if a stock is trending up or down. How do I know if a stock is trending up or down? And so it can seem really obvious to somebody who's been in the field for a long time. But I specifically remember sitting in the chair upstairs, in the extra bedroom we have, talking to Steve on that topic. And Steve being like, listen, I get it. I understand. We've all been there. Like, don't feel embarrassed if you don't understand. Let's take a look. So let's go to the daily chart. Let's go to the SPY. Let me drop off my order blocks real quick. I don't want to confuse anything. This is the 10-day exponential moving average, the 20-day exponential moving average, and the 50-day exponential moving average. So this is the price average over the last 50 days, 20 days, and 10 days. Now, the reason you do that is you've got a long, medium, and short term, right? That's the theory behind it, is having a long term, intermediate term, and short term. When these start crossing over, or a price goes under the 50, you can see a trend change. Now, one thing you'll notice is, and I've said this for months at this point, don't fight the trend. It has been very clearly in an uptrend this entire time. Yeah, there's been some sell-offs here and there, but at no point has it ever gone off. Goran is asked, please show your indicators. Here you go. Take a screenshot. I'm not going to hold them up all day every day because they get in my way. But take a screenshot of this. And come back to it later. I got the five. I don't actually have all of them showing, but these are, you know, some indicators that I have in the background. The ones with the little eyes crossed out on them are the ones I am not using currently. It's like I could throw a MACD on there. I could throw an RSI on there. I could throw a VWAP on there. There's all kinds of things you can add. But legitimately, what you see on the screen is order blocks and these are three moving averages. That's as far as I go, as far as charting. So moving on, the trend is clearly still bullish. Don't get in the way. Don't try and short this market. Next, planned exit points. Before you ever put on a new trade, this is going to become like something you talk about in your sleep. You look to reduce risk. The number one thing you have to do every single day, reduce risk. You're going to get tired of me saying it, but you're also going to be saying it in your sleep because it's such an important thing to say. What's up, Sebastian? Sebastian knows. Sebastian's been hanging with me for a long time. Reduce risk. All right. So let's take a look at our two trades that we have on today. We sold Allstate yesterday, got out of that, small loss. This one is PSX. Now, my note on here was to sell into strength at G27. Let's go to PSX. This is why I say, this is how to take the guesswork out of trading, because every single thing that happens, you need to account for, right? If you're going to sell into strength or take a stop out, whatever the case is, just know what that's going to be. So today's heat map color in this bar up here, today's heat map color, as you can see, is G28. So I want it to go 5 points higher than my entry. It was already past G20. It was at G22, so 5 points higher. Now today is G28. So I will look to exit. It's going to be a small winner, not the biggest in the world, but let's see what we can exit for. So PSX. Okay, let me go to my business account on the other screen. It's not much. It's a small winner. Close position. All right, we're looking to close the 150s on April 19th. 150s. 1075 is mid. 1075 is mid price. Nice. Okay. April 19th. 150 calls. Oh, yeah, I was going to say 1075 looks really high right there. The spread's gotten pretty wide. It's 90 cents wide or 70 cents wide right now. Let me try 1050. You know what? Let's not shortchange ourselves. Let's start at 1050. I don't think we'll get filled, but I'm gonna let it sit there. So I'm putting an order in at 1050. I'm just gonna let it sit for a little bit, okay? Just let it sit, see if we get filled. Let's look on the 5-minute chart. We might get filled at 1050. Let's see. Still working at 1050. I'm gonna let it sit. All right, let's go to G Diddy. Now, none of these stop out points are going to get hit today on G Diddy. It's up a good 1.3% right now. And I said selling a strength at G32. G Diddy. Why not at the market, my friend Goran? You will never see me do a market order. Never the rest of your life will you see me do a market order. I have been effed over, bent over backwards. Something stuck somewhere where it doesn't belong by doing a market order, and I will never do one again. Because the market is the very first, very next trade you can get, and that may not be what you want. It may legitimately be a shit fill, and you're going to be crying, saying, why did I get this fill? And you can't do anything about it. All right, it's currently at G30. If I hover here, you'll see it's at G30. I said on the chart, I'll get out of G32. Or if any of my other things have tripped, and it's not. Now, let's go ahead and plan for tomorrow. Most likely, it's going to be at G32 tomorrow. It's at G30 right now. Tomorrow's candle is at low of 119.54. So I'm just going to move this up for tomorrow. 119.54. And that would be, looking at the chart here, the close below the prior, close below the prior day's low. That's what I was looking for. So for tomorrow. Now, this does not guarantee profits. Does not guarantee them, right? It could come down here, right? I mean, it could actually come, you know, down here by the time we get out tomorrow. It could. But if it goes anywhere below yesterday's low, then we'll get out. So in theory, we're looking at some nice profits on here. We'll just see where it goes. Did I get filled in PSX? Freaking yeah, I did. Fill price, 1050. What's up? All right, what was my return on that? That was a 8.74% return. Take it. More money in my account than I had this morning, right? Over here, update this real quick. Thank you. All right. Where is that? PSX right there. So full transparency, this is how I like to do everything. So I'll go in and I'll reply to that original message and I will say 321 closed PSX. 50 calls, right? We'll check that. Yes, the 150 calls. For 1050. And that was an 8.74% return. It could have been better, but it's okay. Add it to the win board. Thank you, sir. All right, let's move on. We're out of PSX. Holding G Diddy. I'm going to take PSX off of here. Probably could have got more, honestly, but it's okay. Moving on. Next step. So that leaves us with one trade on right now in G Diddy. Moving on. Grab today's signals. Filter for the green overlays. Go watch list. Let it think. Pop open the bull list. Overlay filter. Uptrend. Yeah, sometimes with, like, Goran, what you just saw, right, my really solid fill price was me putting it in at a limit order and then just waiting, right? I'm not going to wait all day. I'm not going to wait more than 1 day. I'm going to let it wait for a little bit, right? If it's not filled in like 10, 15 minutes or so, then I'll start working on my price. But if I see that it's trending up in the direction that I want to see, and I see it's just a little bit higher than the mid price, then let's see if we can achieve it, right? So that is a great reason why I don't do market orders, period, ever. So here's our list for today. I've already dropped it in Excel. Look at that. Saved us a step. And then I already dropped it in TrendSpider. Look at that. Outlier long list. If you need TrendSpider, grab it, but you don't have to have it. Running the scanner on here. The scanner goes through.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And looks at, there's no order blocks in the way. Prices in the direction of the trend, and there's no earnings in the next 3 days. So there actually was an error with this one I was looking at earlier. I don't know why. Allie was still pulling through, even though it's in an order block. All the rest of them are chill. I already checked them all, but Allie's not working. We're not going to trade Allie. So doesn't matter. Moving on. I have to type this in manually, even when our awesome friend Jean-Louis created an incredible spreadsheet for me. I just, when I put it in Variance Explorer, I cannot paste it in. Surely at some point they'll fix that bug, but as of right now, I can't do it. So we got back. No, we don't have back. I'm sorry. I need to look at this list here. This is the original list. This list has already been run through the scanner. BCC. Coop. Jill. Hess. Orly, PFG, Host, and RTX. I used to work at Raytheon. That was one of my first big boy jobs, and I actually had a pretty cool job there. I had a U.S. Department of Defense secret level clearance, and I worked on Predator and Reaper drone architecture there, which was pretty neat. I worked in the finance part of it. I've always been in finance, but whenever you work on a project like that, you actually get to learn all the secret stuff, mainly because if you don't know what the secret stuff is and you accidentally tell somebody what the secret stuff is, you're in some big trouble. So I got to learn all the secret stuff, which is pretty cool. By the way, MMFI has crossed bullish today. I just saw that and I thought I'd mention it. So back to our list here. What we want to do, it's a really simple backtest. It's just basically, is it positive expectancy over and under the 10-period EMA? TrendSpider has a bug. It doesn't actually sort correctly, but it's okay. So I'm going to start with the highest backtest, right? And move our way down. Oh, I do need to double check each one for the outlier signals, and we'll do that individually. Start with the highest backtest and work down. So we'll do this one at a time. We'll start with Coop. We'll drop Coop over here. And then we'll go into Tastyworks while that loads. And we'll look for liquidity. Now, what liquidity do I want? 21 days to expiration, at least 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value, roughly 80 delta is generally what it comes to. So 79 delta, 572, 550 to 610 is 60 cents apart. That was tighter earlier. 85 cents on 610 is how much? 13%. What's 144 on 420? Or 410 at this point? 35%. Ugh, I'm not happy with that. This was tighter earlier. There it is. There's 50 cents. Ask and you shall receive. Cool. All right. So let's go back here, pop open the performance summary. What? 400%, 400.57%. Good gravy. I love that. Sebastian asked, where do you see find the PowerPoint? Sebastian, I've made some PowerPoint changes this week. Do me a favor. Give me, I'm writing a note. Give me till tomorrow. Tomorrow's trading room. I'll make it downloadable. It'll be in the Discord. It'll be in this how to trade in 10 minutes channel. This was the original post. If you want the PowerPoint, you can have it here. It's this one. But I'm going to make some changes. I've made some changes, I should say. So give me just a hot minute. All right. Back to this. We saw 400% return using outlier signals. So I'm going to go into Tastyworks. This is 40 cents now. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm going to go on my business account. And go to Coop. Go to April 19th. Go to the 72 and a halves. And let's see where we can get filled. I'll try 580 to start. What? Is anybody else having an issue with Coop? Is anybody else having an issue with Coop? On my business account, which I've seen it once before, Coop is set to closing only. Only closing trades may be submitted. What the actual freak? Is anybody else having that? Hang on. There's $8 in this account. I'm just curious what it's going to say. Look at that! Something's going on with Coop. Coop is set to closing orders only. What? Okay, forget it. What the hell, Coop? Does anybody else see the same thing? Now I'm really curious. All right, we're going to move on from Coop. We don't have to waste any more time there, but I've seen that once before. All right, next. Can't see that, sorry. Next. Hess. There's no liquidity here. There's a little bit up here, but that's more than my $10 limit, so I'm not interested. You got in, Coop? Huh. I don't know why I can't get in. 580 is a good fill, though. Nice work. BCC. I can't trade it, Jean-Louis. I wish I could, because that fits, and the backtest is crazy. Huh. I don't know. There's not enough liquidity here for me, so let's move on. Let's go to post. Not enough liquidity here. Go to Orly. Not enough liquidity here. He thinks there's a problem with Tasty Trade. Well, there's certainly a problem today. Certainly a problem today. Gil? All right, a little bit of liquidity. Only at the 53 delta. Look at the extrinsic value at 116. That's like 70% extrinsic value. Not interested in that. So I'm going to pass on Gil. PFG. Oh, here we go. This is the one I saw earlier. It looks like it's at the money, but it's actually the 80 delta because it's almost at 85 right now. And that's the 80 strike. So 738 open interest is good. 71 cents extrinsic on 550 is how much? Dude, Sebastian, what the heck? Everybody's in Coop except for me. Freaking 12%. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. I don't mean that in an ugly way. Like, I actually hope it's like an incredible trade. What a hot garbage sandwich that was. He's with IB as well. Okay. Anyway, back to PFG. Let's double check over here. Back test. 114%. Randy. Pardon my language. I'm really disappointed. So this is a personal account that you're looking at. On my other screen is a business account. I have this that I'm legitimately honest with you. There's $8.80 in this business or in this personal account because I do everything because I'm a big boy business owner in my business account. So when I hit this, Coop is currently set to closing only. So it doesn't matter what kind of account you have. You ain't trading Coop today. God, what a joke. He's using TD. I don't know, dudes. Anyway. PFG. All right. 530 to 550. 540. Let me get filled over there. Looking at PFG. All that looks good. PFG's back test was positive at 27%. On here, it was like 114%. Okay, cool. Just got to cover all my bases. PFG, April 19th, 80 calls. I hope Coop turns out to be the very best trade you've ever put on out of spite. Like, my spite is that you can, like, murder it and make $1 million each. That's what I hope. That would be the best. The best revenge is success, right? All right. PFG, 80 calls. 80 calls. Try and get filled. Well, not try and get filled. I'm going to get filled. Get your position size. Current price, $84.70. Okay. Only $1 million. All right, I'm working the order now. PFG, 80 calls. I'll try 540. No way! No way! What the actual hell? Randy, it's doing the same thing to me on PFG. Is it me? Well, no, it can't be me. These are two different accounts. I don't know what to tell you guys. Tasty Trade has a problem today. What if I go to something random, right? Give me Apple. Okay. Hang on. Well, I know it's only got $8, but it's not giving me an issue with set to closing orders only. What about Tesla? That doesn't seem to be a problem. It's just the two I want to trade today. Do you guys remember when there's a whole GameStop thing and they turned off the buy button? They turned off the buy button on these two. I don't know why. I'm actually going to like contact their help desk now. Okay, I don't know how long this is going to take to get fixed, but I'll tell you, I'm extremely frustrated. You're in PFG. The most common reason is a suspicion suspicious login attempt. Oh, maybe it is me. Hang on. Let me log out and log back in. Okay. Hang on. Give me a second. Maybe logging out, logging back in. Sign out. Yes. Boy, I hope that solves it. Where are we at on PFG? PFG 80 calls. It's still giving it to me. I wonder if I close this. I'm gonna exit. Yeah. Is Tasty web-based? They have a web-based and they have a desktop. And I can't do both accounts at the same time in web-based or at the same time in desktop. So my workaround was one on web-based, one on desktop. Hang on. I've closed everything. I'm going to try it again. Still now. No, both Coop and PFG give me the same thing. I'm ultra frustrated right now. It says, check your email or something from suspicious login detected from Tasty Trade, which I don't have. No? Could not find an email. All right, I'm going to have to let y'all go. This is restart completely. Yeah. If I do a reboot, then I clearly lose the stream. So I'm going to end this stream right now as a very frustrated customer of Tasty Trade, and I'm going to go bitch at them for a hot minute. Thank y'all for coming. If I can get filled in the next 13 minutes, I'm going to let you know in the Discord. Either way, we'll talk soon. Sorry about that, guys. Talk later.